Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of June the 27th, 2026, the 12th of Tammuz, 5786. The following is an updated message originally posted the week of June 27th, 2015, the 10th of Tammuz, 5775, and it's entitled, Don't Lose It. And I'm reading from Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 20, verses 10 through 12. Then Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank and their livestock. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. Moses is one of the greatest people to have ever lived. It's hard to believe that after trying so hard to avoid God's call on his life, he successfully led his people out of Egypt and right up to the border of the Promised Land. Once he was on board, he remained faithful until the end of his life. He boldly confronted Pharaoh with God's demand for the release of his people from slavery, even though he knew that Pharaoh could have him imprisoned, tortured, or killed. He also faced severe criticism from his own people, both before and after the Exodus, all the while settling their disputes. Moreover, he bore the burden of waiting upon God for direction step by step and was responsible for receiving and transmitting the Torah. One of the remarkable things about the Bible is how it doesn't gloss over the failings and foibles of its key characters, and Moses is no exception. Long before God spoke to him at the burning bush, he tried to stand up for his people with disastrous results, having murdered an Egyptian and then running away for fear of his life. There were also two other negative incidences that occurred during his leadership. Both appear to stem from uncontrolled anger. The first is when he came down Mount Sinai and saw the people engaging in great immorality. He reacted by smashing the two tablets upon which were written the 10 words, the 10 commandments. The other incident is recounted in this week's Parsha. It's a confusing story about the people complaining about not having water. God instructs Moses to take his staff, but unlike the previous time a similar thing occurred, he was not to strike the rock, but rather speak to it. Why God specifically told him to take the staff but not use it, we don't know. It's also difficult to discern what Moses did that was so wrong. What we have is God saying, Because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel. But note that God doesn't say that the error was the striking of the rock. It could have been the way Moses talked to the people by distancing himself from them and overly associating Aaron and himself with God. This might explain the reference to not upholding God as holy. Whatever he did precisely, he lost it. After decades of patiently putting up with the people, he lost it. Moses lost control and let his anger get the better of him. Note that I said his anger got the better of him. The emotion of anger is so misunderstood. Moses' anger itself is not the problem. It was that he lost control of it. Moses had been in similar situations many times before. Whenever the people complained about something, he went to God. God told him what to do, and he did it. That we're not told how he felt doesn't mean he had no feelings. In those 40 years in the wilderness, there was so much to have feelings about, and not good feelings, I'm sure. That Moses might have felt angry at times is to be expected, but for the vast majority of those 40 years, he controlled his anger. But not this time, however. This time, his loss of control cost him. It cost him the privilege of entering the Promised Land. It's too easy to dismiss the seriousness of this. When we look at all Moses accomplished, not entering the land might seem like a small thing. He was probably going to die soon anyway. Readers of the New Covenant writings might even point out that he eventually made it in when he appeared to Yeshua along with Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17. But that misses the point. Put yourself in Moses' sandals. To go through all that he did and not be allowed to reach the God-ordained goal is devastating. If you don't believe me that this is how Moses saw it, check out what he told the people later on in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 26, how he pleaded with God to permit him to even briefly enter the land. Most of us would feel the same way. That is why it's so important not to lose it. In the grand scheme of things, our loss of control may not completely undermine God's plan for our lives, but it can cause considerable damage to ourselves and others. For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bites website at www.torahbites.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbites.org. And you can follow us on X @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites. Lehitra'ot.